This is Dr. Jeffrey Weber. I am a medical oncologist at the Laura and Isaac Perlmutter Cancer Center at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. I'm giving you a brief report on some very impressive abstracts just presented at the American Association for Cancer Research meeting in New Orleans. The first was a presentation by Michael Pastow on the updated survival data from the BMS-069 study, which was a randomized phase 2 study in which patients were randomly allocated to receive either ipilimumab plus nivolumab in concurrent combination or ipilimumab alone. The data suggest that at a minimum of 2 years of follow-up in all patients, there was a 64% survival versus a 54% survival in the single ipilimumab arm, clearly indicating superiority for the combination. The progression-free survival curves were very significantly different, with PFS median not reached with a minimum of 2 years of follow-up in the combination and a three-month median PFS for ipilimumab, significant and clearly similar to what we've seen before for that drug. Amazingly, the PD-L1 staining fell out as a predictive marker, and there was no evidence that having your PD-L1 status provided any value. Again, the side effects were as predicted, 45% grade 3-4 significant immune-related adverse events for the combination, 15% for ipilimumab. There was also a very nice abstract presented showing very long-term survival data by Steve Hody from the original BMS phase 1 study of nivolumab alone, and that included a 100-fold dose range. That is, nivolumab was given every 3 weeks from 0.1 to 0.3 to 1 to 3 to 10 milligrams per kilogram. And in that study, there clearly appeared to be a plateau between 3 to 5 years of follow-up. At 5 years, 34% survival for all patients, virtually identical for the smaller cohort that received 3 milligrams per kilogram, which is the approved dose, of course. And again, very impressive plateau on the survival curve, reinforcing the urban legend that there is a tail on the curve for immunotherapy, particularly nivolumab. And again, a third of the patients surviving, doing well at 5 years. This is Dr. Jeffrey Weber for Medscape Oncology. Thank you very much for listening.